Yesterday, Abilene Christian University was visited by the Soulforce Equality Ride, a group of 33 young adults on a 51-day bus trip across the nation. On the way, the Equality Riders are stopping at 19 Christian and military institutions of higher education to talk about discrimination against gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender individuals. Equality Ride co-director Jacob Raytan.
We want to begin a discussion at colleges where discrimination takes place about gay and lesbian issues, and we also want to say to gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people that God loves and affirms you exactly as you are without reservation.
Abilene Christian University's official stance is that sex is only permissible between a married man and woman, and actions such as premarital cohabitation or homosexual activity are punishable by probation and suspension from the university if such actions are continuous. Despite the differing ideologies, Raytan said the discussion at ACU was amiable.
We knew coming into it that Abilene would welcome us with open hearts, and we're very thankful for that. This is the seventh stop on the Soulforce Equality Ride Tour, but it's the first stop that has officially worked with us in creating programming around our visit, and so we're very thankful. We come in the spirit of love and understanding, and we're thankful that Abilene has received us in that same spirit.
At the previous six stops, the Equality Riders were met with suspicion, and at some schools were rejected out of hand.
We've visited six schools previously, three of which have arrested us simply for walking onto their campus. The other three put serious restrictions as to where we could go or what we could hand out. For instance, at the other three, had I given a speech on gay and lesbian issues, they would have arrested me there.
The negative reactions have not swayed Raytan's resolve. He recalls the story of one young man that drove him to create the Equality Ride.
I met a young gay man who was a student at Wheaton College. I knew Wheaton to be a conservative evangelical school. And after meeting this young man, I asked him what it was like to be gay and a student there. And he said that no one really knew, and that if he came out of the closet while a student at Wheaton, that he could be kicked out of the school. And I responded by saying, you know, that's a bad policy and that we should do something to try to change that.
ACU learned in January that they were on the list of schools to be visited. Since then, they have taken action to prepare students, faculty, and staff for a time of peaceful discussion. ACU President Dr. Royce Money.
We tried from the very beginning to see it as an opportunity to dialogue, and certainly that's what has taken place today. Our administrative team and the faculty and staff and students have done a marvelous job pulling together a strategy that would be positive and keep us focused on the dialogue.
Money also said he hopes the event taught both groups some important lessons.
I hope that everybody has learned a little bit better how to listen, how to see things from a perspective other than their own, and how to examine their own views in light of the views of others that may be different from their own.
The day's events gave ACU students a rare opportunity to engage in open and frank dialogue about an issue often ignored at a Christian university and gave faces to the issue. ACU English major Jennifer Nissen.
It's been wonderful. They've been open to what I've had to say, and I hope that I've been open to them. And there's been good dialogue between both groups, and I've really gotten to learn a lot about their perspectives and their experiences and how it's shaped them.
As the Equality Riders move on to their next stop at Texas A&M, Raytan says he hopes the dialogue won't end. The Equality Ride will visit 12 more universities, ending their near two-month journey April 26th at West Point Military Academy. Reporting for Abilene Public Radio, I'm Jeremy Pond.